Luke Pepper has got a Point Percy lining up. Travelled up yesterday, my understanding is. Morning to you, Luke.
Morning, Andrew. How are you going?
Very well. With a bit of a journey from home, mate, you just like to come up the day before?
Yeah, look, it's 5 hours from Canberra and actually quite an easy drive up the freeway. But, look, it's just a bit out of our reach for one day, I'd think, and it's just a bit easier on the horse to come up the day before and stable up here, have an easy night. He had a nice, easy walk this morning, and he's in really good order and couldn't be happier the way he travelled up.
Yeah, it's a bit of an ask 5 hours and then run them, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, definitely. And I think, obviously, ourselves are tired after a five-hour drive. So, it's the same with them. And, look, we just obviously want to have our horse at the best on the day. And for him to be like that, we just put him up the day before.
We've seen this horse run pretty well in town, in tab highways and the like. How do you see him going into this off the last run?
Yeah, look, I couldn't be happy with the horse. He was obviously going very well when he came over from New Zealand, finishing off with winning a highway in very good fashion. He come back after a spell and run first up and had an injury at Rose Hill and had to go out for a long spell. So that was a bit disappointing, but the horse has come back in really good order. He spent a long time on the water walker down there at Menangle, Aquagate, and a lot of rehab, and he's come back in great order. First up run was good. Second up run, I think the horse does get through the wet, but as we all know, that was next level wet at Rose Hill that day. And, I think second up, it just told on him late. But his run was super, and I couldn't be happier going in third up.
Third up into this, and you've drawn a good barrier there. I was just talking to Kim Waugh, who's got an ugly barrier with Calabasas. You've drawn okay there.
Yeah, we're drawing super today. Like, we drew 14 of 16 the other day at Rose Hill, and today we're drawing a nice gate where Tommy should be able to do what he wants from the gate. Look, we had no real option but to sort of go forward the other day, and we ended up getting quite a nice run with cover, but I think today on this big track here at Newcastle, Tommy can do what he wants from the gate. It seems to be good speed in the race, so I'll just leave it up to Tommy. He's one of the world's best.
Yeah, I just want to mention too, you mentioned the couple of runs back. That run at Wagga, the first up run, it ran fourth to For Me Dad, who we saw run really well on Saturday to win. And that day, you made up a lot of ground.
Yeah, look, he's a very nice horse. Look, that was a sort of glorified barrier trial for us, to tell you the truth, over 1,000. We always knew it was way too short for him, but... Look, to the horse's credit, he hit the line very strong. And, look, like I said, he's just come back in really good order. The horse has obviously had a fair bit of ability, and it's just good to see him back after an injury, coming back and showing what he can really do.
Yeah, exactly. Your stable, sort of, you've been getting into around the money, Luke?
Yeah, it's been going very good, Andrew. Look, we've been very consistent of late. We have a bit of a frustrating day down at Albury the other day. We had... 3 runners for 3 placings, but look, as long as the horses are firing as good as they can go, look, we've been very consistent, and that's the main thing.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All right, mate, good luck. I hope all the effort to get a Point Percy there with Tommy Berry today is worth it. You can get into the final, the first 3 home today, get there in that $400,000 final. Thanks a lot, Luke.
Fantastic. Thanks, Andrew.